If you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Reasons like Zyn nicotine pouches are still America's number one choice for smoke-free, hands-free nicotine satisfaction. Or because you can choose between 10 varieties, each available in either 3 or 6 milligrams of nicotine satisfaction. Or even because Zyn offers a robust rewards program full of premium items and experiences. How's that for good reasons? Now, if you're still unsure whether Zyn is the right change for you, there's only one way to find out. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. You have a lot of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome on over to another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I'm your host, Matt Tardio. We got a doozy for y'all coming up tonight. Man, I know there's some of y'all that already love that title. You guys clicked on here and you were like, oh my God, Matt has came around. That's what y'all are thinking. That's where you guys are at. So let's give a listen. We're going to go into some of these clips here in just a second and explain exactly what the hell we're talking about. Press conference happening over in the White House today. A lot of information came out. A lot of people, throwing things out there and running their mouths, and some things are taken out of context. Other things are 100% in context. We're going to take a look at the context of everything today and talk about it. We're also going to go over some future predictions of what's about to go down here in the near future. I see you guys over there. Oh, man, I'm just looking at the comments over here. Hey, CDC, what's up? Hope not. What's up? Hello, y'all. Everybody, what's up? What's up? What's up? Facts. Yo, greetings. Hello. Howdy. Yeet. What the F is going on? Skirt. Don't worry. I hit the like button. Good for you guys. Left-hearted? No, I am not left-hearted. As a matter of fact, some people might even call that title clickbait. All right. Howdy, Matt. Boy. What people are saying is that Trump hates Ukraine after this freaking press conference today. They're like 100%. Undeniable proof. There it is. Trump is blaming the war in Ukraine on Ukraine itself. And I've talked to you guys about this before a million other times, but for some reason, everybody feels the need to come in and just hate. Airborne coming in. Look at you guys. All right, let's go ahead and get this freaking first clip up and run so we can start talking about it. I always want to give a minute for everybody to jump in here. But before I guess we get into that, we'll go ahead and put this up here. A little quote that ended up coming from him ends up showing up a little bit smaller on your screen. The war between Russia and Ukraine is Biden's war. This is a truth sent out by Donald Trump. It is Biden's war, not mine. I just got here and for 4 years during my term had no problem in preventing it from happening. President Putin and everyone else respected your president. I had nothing to do with this war, but I am working diligently to get the death and destruction to stop. If the 2020 presidential election was not rigged, and it was, in so many ways, that horrible war would never have happened. President Zelensky and crooked Joe Biden did an absolutely horrible job in allowing this travesty to begin. There were so many ways of preventing it from ever starting, but that is the past. Now we have to get it to stop. And fast, it is so sad. So he clarifies this statement, I feel like, a little bit deeper into this freaking conference. Let's just put it out there. So does Trump blame the start? Let's just go there. Fact-finding. Does Trump blame the war in Ukraine on Ukraine itself? That is the question that we're going to be answering today. All hail St. Tardio and his Ranger panties. Keep up the great work. Brother, I'm not even wearing Ranger panties today. I am going straight up commando. Oh yeah, buddy, I'm going commando. And what's funny is I get asked sometimes, like, dude, you're not wearing underwear? And I'm like, it's called commando for a reason. I'm just throwing that out there. All right, let's get over to it. Let's listen to the whole controversial clip, and then we'll go over a couple of them play by play. Hi from the 4 o'clock graveyard shift. Oh man, that sucks. Ugh, man, pulling graves. Well, some people thrive in graves, you know what I mean? Some people do, in fact, thrive in graves. Let's get this thing up on the screen here, and let's talk about what exactly it is that Trump said. How many of you guys were actually able to watch this today? Too much isolation just lets everything go to crap. Yeah, some of you guys are checked out. You don't have to be checked out. Beneficial for a while. Where have you been? Well, let's go over the statements. You ready? 3, 2, 1, begin.
You repeatedly mentioned last night that Russia's attack on Ukraine was a mistake. What is the exact mistake? And have you given Putin a deadline to actually move toward a ceasefire?
The mistake was letting the war happen. If Biden were competent and if Zelensky were competent, and I don't know that he is. We had a rough session with this guy over here. He just kept asking for more and more. That war should have never been allowed to happen. That war, I went 4 years and Putin wouldn't even bring it up. And as soon as the election was rigged and I wasn't here, that war started. There was no way that war should have been allowed to happen. And Biden should have stopped it. And you take a look at Putin. I'm not saying anybody's an angel. But I will tell you, I went 4 years and it wasn't even a question. He would never. And I told him, don't do it. You're not going to do it.
So he told Putin not to do it. And he said that both Biden and Zelensky could have prevented it. He didn't explain how. He didn't explain why. He just said they could have prevented it. Right. Do we need to go back and double check that? Let's listen again.
Attack on Ukraine was a mistake. What is the exact mistake?
The mistake was letting the war happen.
I don't think he understood the question. He was asking him about the strike over in Sumy.
If Biden were competent and if Zelensky were competent, and I don't know that he is. We had a rough session with this guy over here. He just kept asking for more and more. That war should have never been allowed to happen. That war, I went 4 years and Putin wouldn't even bring it up. And as soon as the election was rigged and I wasn't here, that war started. There was no way that war should have been allowed to happen. And Biden should have stopped it. And you take a look at Putin. I'm not saying anybody's an angel. But I will tell you, I went 4 years and it wasn't even a question. He would never. And I told him, don't do it. You're not going to do it. And it was the apple of his eye, but there was no way that he would have done it. All you had to do is lower oil prices. If you lowered oil prices, Biden kept the prices so high because he made it impossible to get it. If you lowered oil prices, you would have never had the war. But you wouldn't have had it with me anyway. That war would have never happened. And I think it's a great abuse. So now what do you do?
So Trump's blaming Biden because Biden had kept oil prices very high. And it would assume that you could draw a direct correlation that Trump is now blaming Biden for forcing Putin for invading Ukraine due to rising oil prices. Just to keep everybody on track. Lowhood, member for 15 months. I don't understand why they don't focus questions to the person who's there. They've asked him the same questions all the time. It gets flipping annoying. I'm with you. Well, they did ask questions about the guy that, you know, whatever. Nobody gives a shit. Like, he is a gang member. He needs to go back. He needs to get his ass deported. Everybody kind of agrees with that. Nobody's like, he is an upstanding human being. Let's keep him in this country. Well, there's a couple of radical leftists that think that. But for the most part, nobody really cares about that, right? And they are concerned with what's taking place over there because it does have massive implications across the world. So, yeah, I mean, if you ask me, I am very much concerned with this. And I want to know exactly where Trump's head's at. That's what I want to know. Because how this situation is handled could determine future world powers. It's just a fact.
You get a country where 25% of its land is gone and the best locations, where millions of people are killed. You know, you haven't reported accurately the death. And this was Biden's war, and I'm trying to stop it. And I think we're going to do a good job. I hope we're going to do it. They lose 2,500 young people a week. Think on it.
Again, he calls it Biden's war. So right now, the way this sounds is he's holding the Biden admin responsible. He's not saying that Joe Biden is the primary factor behind it. Obviously, the subcontext in it is Putin is responsible for invading Ukraine. But had Joe Biden done X, Y, and Z, he could have prevented it. Context matters, ladies and gentlemen. Context matters. It's Joe Biden's fault as an American, as the leader of this country, that we're in that situation because he could have helped out with the oil prices, but he didn't, according to Trump. That's why he feels like Putin felt the need to go in. Economic freaking power, right? But just like I explained to you guys with, wow, we're now dropping oil prices into the ground. Notice how we're going to reopen the Red Sea and oil prices and all that other shit after all these tariffs are starting to tank. Again, who does that harm? What did I tell you? That harms Russia. Why? because they rely on that heavily, and they're selling it over to Asia. So by reopening the Red Sea, what are we doing? Hurting Russia. And he's by saying having those oil prices where they're at, so on and so forth, that's where it was getting.
On average. Now, they're Russians and they're Ukrainians, but it's 2,000. We don't care. It's like whatever it is. They're not from your country. They're not from mine. But I want to stop it. 2,500 is a killing field. It's like the Civil War. You take a look. I look at the satellite pictures. This should not be happening in our time. Of course, our time can be pretty violent, as we know. But that's a war that should have never been allowed to start. And Biden could have stopped it. And Zelensky could have stopped it. And Putin should have never started it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who started it? Wait a minute.
That's a war that should have never been allowed to start. And Biden could have stopped it, and Zelensky could have stopped it, and Putin should have never started it.
Biden should have stopped it. Zelensky should have stopped it. But who should have never started it? Let's take a poll in the chat. Who did Trump say just started the war? Just random question based off of that. Let's just go ahead and run a Q&A poll over here. Let's just run a poll. I'm sorry. Let's just start a poll. Biden should have stopped it. Zelensky should have stopped it, comma, but blank should have never started it. Okay, so let's run a quick poll here. Was it A, Zelensky? Was it B, Biden, or was it C, Putin? Just out of sheer curiosity, who did he say over there? I totally missed it. I guess I missed it. Who did he say shouldn't have started it? Maybe I missed it. Who is that blank? Everybody go ahead and fill in that blank for me right up top. If you heard him, and we'll listen again. This is a test to check your cognitive ability. There is one correct answer that's up there.
And Biden could have stopped it, as we know. But that's a war that should have never been allowed to start. And Biden could have stopped it. And Zelensky could have stopped it.
Here comes the answer, ladies and gentlemen. The answer is about to come out. In case you missed it, the answer is coming out right now as we speak. He's about to say somebody started it. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready because the answer to the quiz is about to be right in front of your face. Please do not forget to fill this questionnaire out. The poll is up, ladies and gentlemen. The poll is up. Please make sure to properly fill out the poll. I don't want you guys to forget it. Who is it? Who the F completed the poll? Oh, so random that happened. Why would that have happened? I didn't even complete the damn poll. I didn't say complete the poll, but YouTube, for some reason, decided it would be a good idea to make it happen. So we're going to do this again. I swear to you, I didn't do this. I swear to you, I didn't do this. That's freaking YouTube algorithm giving me crap. Oh my God, we're doing this again. I want to check cognitive awareness. Because for some reason, people lack this thing called ability to listen. So we're going to start the poll again. By all means, fill out the poll. I want to make sure it's there. You guys, make sure you go up there, fill out the poll. You ready? We're going to do it one more time. I need you guys buy in. I need you to freaking vote.
No, but that's a war that should have never been allowed to start. And Biden could have stopped it. And Zelensky could have stopped it. And Putin should have never started it.
Oh, shit. Who started it? Who did Trump just say started it? Holy hell.
Everybody's to blame.
have you spoken to President Zelensky, sir, about his offer to purchase more Patriot missile batteries?
Oh, I don't know. He's always looking to purchase missiles. You know, he's against. Listen, when you start a war, you got to know that you can win the war. Right? You don't start a war against somebody that's 20 times your size and then hope that people give you some missiles. If we didn't give them what we gave, remember, I gave them javelins. That's how they won their first big battle with the tanks that got stuck in the mud. And they took them out with javelins. They have an expression that...
Shit. Uh-oh. All right, now we got to end the poll again. Sorry, we got to end the poll. So right now it came in. He said Biden should have stopped it. Zelensky should have stopped it. But blank should have never started it. Now we got to run another poll. Now we got to run a brand new poll based off of Trump's latest statement. Shit. Crap. We got to run another poll. Now we're going to have to run it again. Now we got to run another poll. Oh my God. I guess we're going to run another one. All right. According to Trump's last statement, who started the war? Putin? Zelensky? Let's check cognitive frickin' abilities again. Go ahead, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to go back and I'm going to play it again because now we got to frickin' play this game.
He's always looking to purchase missiles. You know, he's against. Listen, when you start a war, you got to know that you can win the war, right? You don't start a war against somebody that's 20 times your size and then hope that people give you some missiles. If we didn't give them what we gave, remember, I gave them javelins. That's how they won their first big battle with the tanks that got stuck in the mud. And they took them out with javelins. They have an expression that Obama at the time, Obama gave them sheets and Trump gave them javelins. But just something that should have never happened. It's a really shame. The towns are destroyed. Towns and cities are, you know, largely destroyed.
He very clearly, his first statement, said that Putin started the war. And then he came out and he said, you shouldn't start a war with somebody who's 20 times your size. I'm pretty sure I heard that correct. Did you guys hear that?
They're Ukrainians, but it's 2000. We don't care. It's like whatever it is. They're not from your country. They're not from mine. But I want to stop it. 2,500 is a killing field. It's like the Civil
it's coming.
War. You take a look. I look at the satellite pictures. This should not be happening in our time. Of course, our time can be pretty
Wait
violent,
for it.
As we know. But that's a war that should have never been allowed to start. And Biden could have stopped it. And Zelensky could have stopped it. And Putin should have never started
okay,
it.
Okay, so Putin.
Everybody's to blame.
Everybody's to blame.
Have you spoken to President Zelensky, sir, about his offer to purchase more Patriot missile batteries?
Oh, I don't know. He's always looking to purchase missiles. You
but
know?
Wait.
He's against. Listen, when you start a war, you got to know that you can win the war, right? You don't start a war against somebody that's 20 times your size.
Well, shit. Who started it? Who started it? I think what you guys have to do is actually use that thing between your two ears and exercise something called context. Context. So in the context of his current statement, what he is referring to, yeah, because he's rambling. In the context of his current statement, what he is referring to is after the war started, Zelensky chose to jump in, which you're damn right. He had no choice but to jump in. Damn right. Or is he going all the way back and echoing to 2014 when the Spetsnaz decided to go into the Donbass? And Ukraine definitely tried to start a war there to get that part of it back. Justifiably so. But again, it's not in proper context, is it? He's saying you make sure you're taken care of beforehand. You don't want to do that. It should be a last resort. But the way Zelensky treated it was FAFO, see what happens. Oh my God, I need help. That's what he's trying to say. He's not trying to say Zelensky started it. He's rambling. So he should have taken care of that shit beforehand.
And then hope that people give you some missiles. If we didn't give them what we gave, remember, I gave them javelins. That's how they won their first big battle with the tanks that got stuck in the mud. And they took them out with javelins. They have an expression that Obama at the time, Obama gave them sheets and Trump gave them javelins. But just something that should have never happened. It's a really shame. The towns are destroyed. Towns and cities are, you know, largely destroyed. They have the spires.
Sky God.
The beautiful spires that go up. They say they were the most beautiful in the world in Ukraine for whatever reason, but the most beautiful in the world. They're mostly laying on their side, shattered and broken. And most importantly, you have millions of people dead. Millions of people dead because of three people. I would say three people. Let's say Putin, number one. But let's say Biden, who had no idea what the hell he was doing, number two, and Zelensky.
Wait a minute. Putin's to blame again. So now if we were to take everything, all of the different blames that he's thrown out there, all of a sudden, Putin is to blame both times at the top, followed by everybody else shares some sort of responsibility. And to say that Joe Biden doesn't share responsibility in this is freaking ridiculous. That's like if Iran got a nuclear weapon on Trump's watch and he did nothing about it. It would be wrong for us not to say that this is partially Trump's fault for allowing Iran to get a nuclear weapon or allowing the Houthis continue to close down the Red Sea. Joe Biden's 100% to blame for that shit or for U.S. hostages still being inside Gaza. That doesn't mean that Hamas wasn't responsible for invading Israel and start the damn fight. That means that Joe Biden had hamstrung them along the way. And see, you guys are okay to take there and throw that blame out there for Biden towards Gaza. But what you're not set to do is take that blame and throw it anywhere else other than directly on Putin because that fits your damn narrative. Isn't that weird how that works?
And all I can do is try and stop it. That's all I want to do. I want to stop the killing. And I think we're doing well in that regard. I think you'll have some very good proposals very soon.
How about you stop hating? Somebody just said, can we stop defending him? How about you stop hating and actually use that thing that's between your two ears that God designed you to use to think with? How about you do that? Nobody blames Israel. Well, actually, a lot of people blame Israel for Hamas doing what they did, but that's radical freaking belief and ideology. But I can also take that same freaking idea and apply it across the board and say they should have never done the shit that they did and they should have owned freaking Gaza a long time ago and none of this would have happened. But I can 100% attest that some of the hostages that are still inside Gaza is 1,000% the responsibility that falls on Joe Biden. People dying over there falls on Joe Biden. Numerous times Trump put Putin number one. Numerous times Trump put Putin number one and laid it all out. And then somebody just accuses me of using a Nazi salute because I'm up over here pointing at the freaking screen. God forbid I use my hands. I'm Italian, dude. Get over it. Holy shit, man. You guys and your conspiracy, that right there, somebody accusing me of using that freaking Nazi salute. That right there is the problem with this country. You can't even move or speak because people can take a screenshot of you. They can isolate a specific thing that you say and try to convince the entire world that you're wrong. That's the problem right there. Heather Scott, Trump ignored Supremes with returning that guy and then said twice that homegrown U.S. citizens were next and more prisons where there are needed. So, Heather, I flat out laid this out with one of his first executive orders when he brought up the Illegal Aliens Act. And it brings up having internment camps here in the United States. And the last time that act was used was during World War II. And he added that line all the way down at the bottom of this freaking executive order that got signed and codified. That's what he's referring to. That's law. And the Supreme Court doesn't get a say in it. Mace 20. Putler is to blame. Thanks for all the good reporting. Been watching for years and never super chatted. Here first. Yeah. I mean, we can sit there and we can tear this freaking interview apart and go line by line.
Are you talking to President Zelensky, sir, about his offer to purchase more Patriot missile weapons?
Or I don't know. He's always looking to purchase missiles. You know, he's against. Listen, when you start a war, you got to know.
So now if I take this one line out of the interview and I just throw that line up, all of a sudden Trump said Zelensky started it. But if I go and I back it up a couple sentences before there, he clearly states that Putin did. And here's why I'm bringing this up, because I went through and I actually knocked this out. I know I've brought this up before on this podcast, but I really want you guys to listen to the next things that are about to come out of my mouth. I really want you to pay attention to this. I have brought this up. I have showed you guys this shit in the past. And maybe some of you guys weren't able to see it, but I definitely want you to now. I just posted these up over on X. You guys are more than welcome to go see them. I'm going to blow it up as big as humanly possible. Remarks of the Honorable A.S. Herlong Jr. out of Florida from Thursday, January 10th, 1963, congressional record. Current communist goals. 1963. These are the goals, allegedly, that the KGB gave the agents to come over here to the United States. Now, I took all of these goals. There's 43 of them in total. I think it's 43. It's a shitload. It is a ton. 45, excuse me. One of them accidentally repeats. Now, I took all of these goals and I ran them through AI. And I said, out of these goals that you've came up with, I actually just was like, you know what? ChatGPT, and justify your response. Give me your freaking justifiable answer. Out of all of these goals, the communist goals from the freaking Cold War, how many of them have occurred today? Whether or not you can attribute them to the USSR, the KGB, the FSB, or present-day Russia, how many of them are currently taking place or have taken place in the United States? How many do you guys think, percentage-wise? Just randomly throw it out in the comments section when I read these next two freaking donations. Matt, 99. A wise man once told me, if I point out a problem, I better have a solution. It seems you're pointing out problems, so what's the solution? I'm pointing it out right now. KDA 729, 1999. It's Putler's fault 100%, but when the hurricane comes in Russia and the leaves are weak, Biden's politics, and it can't withstand the storm, yeah, it's the hurricane's fault, but irresponsible BS allowed the flood to happen. Correct. I would agree with that statement. Thomas Jackson says 90. I see 80. I see 60. John says 100. Newman says 80. I see a 60. I see a 90. I see a 75. I see all sorts. 72, 60. This was the result. You guys ready to see it? 39 out of 45 occurred or largely fulfilled. 39 out of 45 occurred or largely fulfilled. Partially or debatably fulfilled, 5. And finally, clearly not fulfilled, 1. You know the only thing on this list from the 1960s that was clearly not fulfilled? Who wants to take a guess? Who wants to guess at what the one thing on this list that was clearly not fulfilled? Who wants to guess? I'll point it out to you. Having the UN gain control of the nuclear weapons. That's it. Have the UN taking control of the nuclear weapons. Whether or not this shit is or hasn't occurred in the United States is not really up for a debate. A lot of this crap has. And we can go down and we can look at them line by line. Gain control of student newspapers. Get control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. All of these things, there is current examples of that we can go over every single flipping one. And you see how Dan of New Jersey says the Panama Canal? Now, if you were to take this list and you were to start running it through Trump's current policies and the different things that he's doing and what he's trying to undo, and you go down this list and you start actually paying attention to what he's doing. Somebody pointed out the Panama Canal. That's really interesting. Is the Panama Canal on this list? Yes, sir, it is. Absolutely, 110%. It is. And what do we know about it? What do we know about it? Having them taking control of the Panama Canal. And what did we just do? Oh, that's right. We had somebody go over there and do that. No, that's who was supposed to be in control. China, China, China. But we just back and we're trying to stop all of this shit. Present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy. There is a term currently going around here in the United States. I think it goes under the term of DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion. A lot of people are taking that and they're attributing it to several different things. But in reality, when you look at DEI, one of the main focuses, particularly in the military, which ended up getting that commander in trouble all the way up in frickin' Greenland from the U.S. Space Force, had to do with DEI. Homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy. Us going after the military and gaining control of that and getting rid of the communist agenda, to me, seems like a pretty good deal. Eliminate prayer or any phase of religious expression in the schools on the grounds that it violates the principle of separation of church and state. Gee, that seems like it happened, didn't it? Discredit the American Constitution by calling it inadequate, old-fashioned. By calling it inadequate, old-fashioned, out of step with modern needs, a hindrance to cooperation between nations as a worldwide basis. Again, all crap that we have heard. Discredit the American founding fathers, present them as selfish aristocrats who had no concern for the common man. How many times have we heard our freaking founding fathers being discredited? Slave owners, this and that. Nobody knows. They can't keep up. The Constitution's old. It's outdated. Belittling all forms of American culture and discourage the teaching of American history on the ground that it was only a minor part of the big picture. Again, that's what advanced us to get where we're at today. All of this shit. Discrediting the Constitution? No. It would be supporting it. And I do think that there's some things that he's doing that are not in line with it. But when you really start taking a look at all of this garbage, what's this one right here? Some of the shit he fell into. What's number 35, ladies and gentlemen? Can you see that? Anybody? This should scare the shit out of all of you. What's that one say? Check. Discredit and eventually dismantle the FBI. There is so much of this crap that has gone in and it's seeped its way into our country. It's seeped its way into our elected officials. It's seeped its way into our government representatives. And there's a lot of you on here that believe this crap as well. And when I tell you that you have bought into Russian disinformation, this is what I'm talking about. Cash Patel is a human being. There's one person to ever walk the face of this planet, and I doubt he's in the chat right now. One person that's been perfect to walk the face of this planet. I doubt he's in the chat. When you see this stuff, congratulations, you have this information presented to you. And it's really easy to sit back and go, oh, that's that guy, and let me throw shade, and let me make fun, let me do this, let me do that. When in reality, you have these unwitting third parties that are out there doing this. And when I tell you that you're pushing party lines and you're advancing the freaking like absolute Russian agenda, I'm not shitting you when I say this stuff. 40, discredit the family as an institution, encourage promiscuity and easy divorce. All of this crap has happened in the country. And every single nut job in the comment section that wants to go back and forth and debate how jacked up our freaking country is, right? Who wants to go against people that are trying to better our country and get rid of the communist BS inside of it, deport the pieces of crap that are pushing anti-American agenda and get them out of the country, you're freaking advancing this communist bullshit. Near death, what did you miss? You missed that Trump still blames Putin, that people took one statement out of context, and that they are just going to hate on Orange Man regardless. Create the impression that violence and insurrection are legitimate aspects of the American tradition, that students and special interest groups should rise up and use justifiable force to solve economic, political, and social problems. Where did we see that? Some sort of riots involving some culture a couple years ago here in the United States. Portland was like lit on fire. We saw this crap all over this one state. Somebody got shot. There was a pedophile that got shot. all sorts of weird shit. Some drug addict was trying to pass off fake money. People rioted over a drug addict. You guys remember? Anybody remember this shit? I feel like I do. What's the document? Where can I get it? Well, you can go over here and find me, and then you can just take that and Google it. Take the keywords and Google it. It'll pull up for you. It is congressional record. It ended up getting entered in by that freaking, what is it, senator from Florida. Can we do Discord? Sure. Bottom line is I'm tired of this crap. Internationalize the Panama Canal. There it is. I can't tell you guys enough that you really need to get over yourself. I'm sitting here telling you that our country's in shambles. And I'm pointing out the particular ways that Russia is ruining the country. That like minds have been infected. But instead of listening to that, what you guys are doing is you're bashing on Orange Man. Like a guy who's clearly on the side of America, and you're so freaking like indoctrinated that you can't even get your head over it. You are never, ever, 100% going to ever agree with the decision that any other human being makes. That includes myself. You're never going to agree with a single statement that comes out of my mouth. You're never going to agree with a ton of freaking statements that come out of Trump's mouth or J.D. Vance or Joe Biden. Pick somebody. Pick a politician. You should not agree with 100% of what they say or anything they say. Yeah, Cash does want to get rid. Did I ever say Cash Patel's a genius? Tell me, what has Cash Patel done other than go and promote the different things that the field agents have done? Anybody? Can somebody give me one of Cash's accomplishments? There's certain things that just need to be said. And when somebody's heart's in the right place, that's what should matter. But when people are freaking like screwed by propaganda, it's never going to come out. I'm really curious to hear what some people have to say on this. I really am. You may or may not recognize the sound that's about to play. Near death. Near Death says, three-time Trump voter, and not because I'm a mindless MAGA, he just cares about us. Even Bill Mayer said it. That's freaking crazy to think Bill Mayer actually said that. Shocked by that one. The amount of hands that went up so dang fast. Aaron, got you up top. We're going to bring you in, followed by Russ. Aaron, you're coming in first, my friend. As people are slowly pouring in here. Uh-oh. Is it on? Now it's on.
How are you, Matt?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. I'm just finished the first days of Passover, so doing
great. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. I'm kind of confused. I left the stream for like a minute or something, and I came back with this whole list. I'm kind of like, what's this whole list about exactly?
That list. So that is a list of stated. So there's a KGB agent that ended up like flipping. Here back, if I remember how the story goes, back in like the 50s or 60s, ends up writing a book. Congressman ended up taking it and submitting it as congressional record.
Yeah, I mean, I 100% agree with you. Like, we just look and you're just like walking around, like, mm-hmm. I live in New York. I'm still walking around New York City, and all I see propaganda, protests everywhere about stuff that's just because should be common sense. That, like, if you're burning cars, burning stuff, you should be arrested. And in our country, that's not how it works. And I don't know why. And I could clearly see it. So I 100% agree with you on that.
Yeah, I don't understand how people, however, can't, like. Here you go. Congress.gov. Here's the official one. Just so people can see it. This is the official record. People say that they can't find it because they don't know how to properly search the internet. They don't know what they're doing. right? Congress shot dove. You have it all on official congressional record. The way that you can go about finding it, a little bit easier type thing, extension of remarks from him out of Florida, blah, 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 blah. Communist goals, congressional record. They'll have these other ones that are a little bit clearer to read that they have actually taken and extracted the data. And you can go over here and you can look. And this one, I think, is one of the more well-done ones. Back then, things were not written like they are today, right? So here you have it all kind of laid out right there. And it goes over all the different goals. So people have just gone through and extracted the information. You're able to pull it all out like that. But here you can see the actual record, appendix number, you know, whatever. There's all the stuff. So that's where you can find it.
Yeah, also, I saw a report of, I don't know if it's true or not, that about 80,000, like, Saudi troops and the Yemenis government troops have been, like, stacked up around, like, the territory where, like, the Houthis are, like, controlling. And it said, like, how they were, like, getting ready to do an operation to, like, a final push into, like, getting the Houthis out of, like, the Hodeidah port and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I figured I'd let you know.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you saw that report or not.
I didn't see that one yet. No.
Yeah, I could send it to you if you want. Send it.
Wait, the Houthis? I'm sorry, I heard you wrong.
No,
yeah.
No, like, yeah.
They've got 80,000 that they're stacking up over to the side. Yeah, I haven't seen any confirmation on any of that crap yet.
I just saw some guy in the military to me. So,
it would make sense for them to do it that way, whether or not that's actually what's going to happen. I mean, it would make sense, but I don't know if it's going to happen. So we'll see. We'll see.
Also about the Iran. I mean, 100%. We were talking about earlier, like on TikTok. I saw you were talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with what Trump's doing. Obviously, want to negotiate first. I'm just like thinking. Obviously, Iran's kind of like they're trying to stall. And I guess you said like the U.S. is also because they need to try to get all the ammunition. How, like, I just want to make sure you think that, I don't know if Iran will, like, get a nuclear weapon by that time. I feel like the U.S. would know, but, like.
There is a high probability that currently Iran has a nuclear weapon.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, you think, why do you think they're, like, I don't know. Why do you think, like, Trump keeps on stalling, or do they know they can't put it in a warhead? They don't care? Like.
I mean, who's to say it's not in a warhead?
You think Trump knows already? So it's kind of like we have to go negotiating because it's too late.
I don't know what intelligence he has. It wouldn't surprise me if he knows, and it wouldn't surprise me if he doesn't know. Like, there is a high probability of both, to be honest with you. There's a high probability that Israel has intelligence assets on the ground that know that it's inside of a warhead. And they're probably waiting for them to do X, Y, and Z. It's very possible that we have certain like aircraft that are just on constant rotation overhead that he's not aware of, or we have like a nuclear sub over in the region that's going to be able to like knock down certain threats if they fire it. Like, there could be other contingencies in place, so we're able to take a buttload of stuff at one time. Hopefully that they don't do that, right? Like, the layer of plans that go into this are far beyond my comprehension when you start talking about these things.
But you think that they're going to strike no matter what? I mean, if Iran has a nuclear warhead, they'll know where it is and they'll shoot it, or if it gets launched, they'll shoot it down. You think like they're 100% going to attack?
I think we're tracking it and prepared for it either way. But it's what's to follow. You're welcome, brother. Ross, I believe you're next, man.
Hey, yeah. So to anybody that's saying that it was Zelensky that started it, you're completely wrong. It was actually Putin that actually started it. And I don't think
anybody on the channel is debating that. Are people actually debating that in the chat?
Yeah, they were. There's another dude named Matt. He was saying that Zelensky started this, and I'm like, how? No, it wasn't.
How?
I don't know.
I mean, I could
some people that
I could argue that, all that I could argue that the Ukrainian people started it. I could argue that the Ukrainian people started it. I could argue that Putin started it by interfering in Ukrainian elections and not going by his word or the words of the Budapest Memorandum. I could argue this all the way until I'm blue in the face. Bottom line is, even prior to 2014, you had Russian influence peddling in the Ukrainian elections.
Yeah.
And so you could blame Ukraine for doing it. And you know what? As far as that goes, hell with it. Let's say Ukraine did start this shit because Putin right? Take it the next step further. Why? Because Putin had interfered in Ukrainian elections and Ukrainian politics.
Yeah.
And just like myself, as a sovereign U.S. citizen, had Russia done the same shit and our country got out of control, I would feel the need to rise up and overthrow my communist government as well.
Exactly. Yeah.
So,
in it.
Who gives a shit? No matter how you skin the cat, every note, like, Putin's responsible.
Yeah. And that's what I'm trying to say to people. This is basically Putin's responsible for what's happening in Ukraine. Because he actually started it first. And they're actually defending themselves. Unlike the, unlike Hamas. They are not the resistance. Basically, Israel's the resistance with their military.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know what people are thinking, and they're not doing common sense. And I always take everything with a grain of salt, and I do my own research first before talking about a situation like this.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
And then, according to what you said about Portland, it was the BLM riots that you were talking about earlier.
I'm tracking, brother. Yeah, correct. Correct. All right.
And I'm like, all right, thanks, Matt.
Yeah, brother. Appreciate you. All right, dude. Dude McGee.
Hey, Matt. Sorry. Just figuring out the mechanics here. It's D-Rock. What's up? I was just curious. And I'm in total agreement with you, everything of you're saying about Putin and such. And thank you very much for presenting this list. This is really interesting. I actually put my hand up to try to get the source of where the list comes from, but I got that. So I'll take a minute here just to ask another question, which is, I've been trying to think in my head about where the fine line between Islamic culture and then Islamic religion is, because it, like, I don't care if somebody practices a religion, but if they practice a culture that is, you know, conquesting and dominating, and, you know, the ones that are actually true to the book are the ones that are doing the most trouble. How do you reconcile this? Like, in my own community and stuff like this, I see Dawa centers going up, and I see, you know, schools coming up, and it's just, you hear about the process of slow Islamification and building mosques and then the victim oppressor narrative. And I've looked on the Facebook of the local mosque, and it's like they're pushing the victor oppressive narrative. So
right.
How do you reconcile this in day-to-day life?
So I got asked, I was doing a little like chat debate or whatever earlier on. And I got asked if, no, excuse me, I did get asked. I just had a lady come up and state, because I make it very clear when I'm talking about radical Islam and radical Islamists and everybody else. And I've also gone off on Islam being the seed for it, when people take and they read into shit and they throw it out there, right? And I had a lady that I was talking to earlier, born in Kuwait. She is Shia Muslim. And Shias have been getting persecuted by the Sunnis for a very long time. Sunnis are like 80% of the Islamic faith. And they still look at them as like non-believers, and they'll go out and they'll freaking kill them.
Yeah, that's the Takfiric belief, Takfirism.
And so how do you justify that? By talking to the different people and seeing what they're about. But the problem is that when it goes down to a lot of the... when it goes down to a lot of the extremists, they lie. And so then the question is like, how do I tell which one's which? Right? And judging it. And so one of the things that I end up hearing a lot of my buddies that I have fought alongside with overseas that are Muslims that I invited over here in the United States that I stamped my name to, gave them visas, like did my best to make sure they got their dang visas, right? And the one thing that I hear time and time again is that if they were actually to read and understand the text and look at it, like, all life is valuable. And they're not supposed to be hurting women, children, and elderly. Even in that state, they're not supposed to be hurting women, children, and elderly. Right, and that right. When it comes down to a spider, a fly, it doesn't matter. It's all life is precious to that extent. And that they should be honoring it. And so when I hear things like that are coming out of them, and they directly stand up and they say, no, radical Islam bad. Radical Islam bad. That's my take. That's when I go, thank you. When they don't and they refuse, it's a pretty direct question. Right? It should be a pretty direct question. Like if I ask a direct question to distinguish.
See, it's difficult though, because when you approach the individual, like between an individual, we could have peaceful conversation, and you know, no one wants to fight. And well, you don't really want to fight on an individual basis, but on a community basis, there's still the, I don't know how else to put it, but conquest or conquering way of that culture. So this is where I come down to, again, my original question with religion versus culture. Like, sure, it's easy to tell if someone's a radical or not by asking that question, but is the whole community itself trying to pull what they're pulling in England, pull what they pulled in Afghanistan? Like, Afghanistan was a Buddhist country before, or sorry, a Hindu country before. And like these types of things, like the Ottoman Empire, they spread using this process of Islamification. And I use the word dawah very carefully, because dawah is the peaceful process to come to God through Islam. But there's everything else with it. And, you know, I watch guys on YouTube, like, I won't drop any names, but they say stuff like the Quran says, like, over 100 ways to kill someone. And I looked up a couple myself, and it's like Surah 47:4, you know, tells you to stab non-believers in the neck. So now when I'm watching news stories and I see people get stabbed in the neck, it's like, huh, you know?
Context.
Fair context. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm trying not to submit to fear, but at the same time, there just seems to be a lot of things being shown. And yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks. I appreciate the time.
I'm with you. And that's where I look at it. And I'm like, okay, well, you have this entire culture that exists within it that is moving on X, Y, and Z. You also have like mosques here in the United States that are pushing like the Palestinian narrative and propaganda that are pushing against fricking like all of this stuff. And unfortunately, the best answer that I can give you for how to determine is just ask a direct question and see how they respond and use your noggin.
Yeah, if I can even get them to talk to me. But that's aside from the point. Sorry, I'm being smart ass.
And then you could also, like, when you go and you get that, you could bring up that particular surah. You'd be like, hey, it says this. Can you explain that to me?
Right.
Like, you can also bring that up. I mean, there is a lot of Muslims that do exist in this world that are peaceful. But there's a lot of other people that'll sit there and they'll go, you know what? True Muslims are the ones that actually follow it all the way down to the end of the letter.
Yeah, I understand.
It's a shit show. And it's designed to be a shit show.
It's designed to be a shit show. I like it. Okay, man, I'm going to let you go here, but bless you, dude.
Well, I mean, if you want to get in even a deeper debate, like when you go into it, and I've brought this up before, and I've said, okay, well, look at the book of Job, second book of Job. And you've got, and you've got Satan talking to God, and God being like, oh, do your worst. Here's Job. Have fun. He won't falter. He won't fail. He'll be there. Right? And God allows all of this crooked stuff to happen on earth to Job. So key takeaway from that is number one, God's allowing all of those things to happen. So none of this evil crap that's being done by the devil or Satan is freaking allowed on this planet without God's say-so. Otherwise, that conversation wouldn't have happened. Right?
Right. Yeah, so, I have weird ideas like the left.
right eyes of God are Jesus and Satan. But I mean, that's another way, weird way to look at things. And I'm not going to get into that with you.
Right. So yeah, I mean, I open it up and I look at it in a completely different way than I think a lot of people, but yeah. Anyways, I'll leave that one alone. All right. Who do we got up next? We got, appreciate you, brother. Death. Death is here waiting to chat. Death, what you got, Death?
I think it was about a week ago, and I think it was your channel, that you were talking about Iran, and it was about their nuclear program, and I think you mentioned that there was, like, tremors going on again. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you heard anything more about that.
No, I didn't. I know they do have earthquakes all of the time over there. They average a couple a week, depending on where they're at. The ones that took everybody's attention were the fact that they were in salt caps or the salt mines.
Okay.
And so it wasn't that it was just earthquakes and tremors. It was the locations of them. And then one of the seismograph readings was like a straight spike. An immediate let off.
Yeah, I've just been wondering. That's kind of been in the back of my mind ever since. And so I figured I'd see if you hadn't heard anything more about that.
No, I mean, that I didn't. It's just the one thing that I happened to see there. But yeah, it's the magically all that went quiet.
Of course.
Right. Magically it all went quiet. But I mean, I really wish that, I don't know. I don't want it to be true. I really don't. But I also,
yeah, no,
wouldn't be surprised if it was at this point.
That's bad enough. We have Russia that's in China.
Yep. Facts. Well, all right. Yeah. I mean, if I do, I'll look into it more tomorrow, see what we got going on over there. All right. So we got Death. Now we're on to who? Heather? Heather Scott? And then Polish Drunk.
Hi, Matt. I just want to clarify because I ran out of space on my super chat. I was asking you what you thought about it because I'm not a Trump needs to fail person at all because I don't want him to fail. If he fails, the United States fails.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a constitutionalist more than anything, and I'm telling you, in the last few years, I've found out just how much we have been hoodwinked, and it's really pissing me off. But I don't want to be hoodwinked by anybody on either side. All I'm looking for is the pure truth with no spin. And, you know, I'm just concerned that things are going to go really sideways, and I'm blocking out the sideways crap from the left and trying to look it up. I mean, I went so far as to buy a Project 2025 book, and I'm, you know, not halfway through because I'm busy, but I'm about, you know, 400 pages into it. And so far, I'm like agreeing with pretty much everything that's being said.
Okay.
I don't have an issue with them getting the illegal people out of here. I 100% agree with that, think it needs to be done. I think it's too late. It should have been done a while ago. They never should have been in to begin with. I am 100% behind all that. What made the hair on the back of my neck rise up is when he made these comments about sending U.S. citizens to El Salvador, which gave me my own alarm. Whether he was just running his mouth or whatever, I don't know. That's your opinion that I wanted on that.
So I look at it as, like, again, the act that got passed all the way back in like the 1700s, Illegal Aliens Act or whatever the hell it was, I forget. But right. He had cited it in his executive order, stated that he was going to end up using it if need be, and also ended up designating the organization that he's with as an FTO. The guy's constitutional rights, anything like that, no longer exist. They're gone at that point. And that's how I look at that. And the Supreme Court, while it is the Supreme Court, right, and its job is to interpret law and everything else, it's also not allowed to take away from the Constitution. Can't do that.
Okay, so the problem was their order.
In my opinion, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not a constitutional attorney. I don't see constitutional law. I just look at it and I say, it shouldn't take because now we're talking about very simple things written back then. And that's why I look at things that are taken extremely out of context. I look at, you know, the birthright citizenship here in the United States of America, for example. And I look at when that was passed, 1865.
Yeah. That needs to go, in my opinion, yes, very much, immediately.
1865, it ends up getting passed. And it's very clear to me time and time again. And I'm not saying I agree with any of the Supreme Court's decisions over time that have been made on it. I actually disagree with the Supreme Court on that, for example. Because to me, it's very cut and dry. You have the letter of the law and you have the spirit of the law. And to me, the spirit of the law, along with the letter, is very, very clear.
Yep.
Same thing with everything else. So just because the Supreme Court says something like that, I don't necessarily think they got it right. Just like the ICC wants to freaking charge Netanyahu. Well, guess what? Y'all can kiss off. You're wrong. And I think it's about time that we as citizens and everybody else sits back and goes, you know, maybe it's time for us to start taking back control of our country because you guys are screwed.
I agree. And, you know, I had a thought the other day, you know, a few years ago when all that Chinese birth tourism thing was going on and it was all about, oh, well, they can get into colleges here and that. And now I'm like, dude, that's complete subversive stuff to get Chinese citizens as U.S. citizens back into the U.S. to get them into sensitive stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I might be sounding paranoid, but a little bit of paranoia, a little bit, I don't think ever hurt anybody.
Yeah, you're right. It's okay to be paranoid, but it's whether or not you're able to keep it in check and not allow yourself to spin out.
Right? Well, I try not to do that. Like I said, I was not ever questioning anything and just found out that we've been being hoodwinked all along and all this stuff has been going on and I'm just completely pissed at where I just woke up and found our country at.
Yeah. Yep, I get it. Believe me. I've been there. Definitely been there.
Okay. Well, thank you, man. I just wanted to clarify that because I'm not against Trump. There's a lot of shit that he's doing right now that I'm just like, go, 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 dude, do it. But, sure. You know, like I said, the alarm bells just went off with that statement. I want to know what your thought on it was, but I ran out of space in my super chat.
Yeah. I get that. And I appreciate you clarifying. That's exactly where I look at it. Like, okay. Shit's perfectly clear. Like, to me, just like, what is it, the 14th Amendment? Perfectly clear. Perfectly clear.
Yep.
In historical context, and all of it. And yet the Supreme Court has screwed the pooch on it numerous times. And they all go back to previous Supreme Court ruling from, I think it was 1895 on it. And it's like, can we not think for ourselves for once? Like, do you know, like, what would happen if just, like, Roe v. Wade getting overturned? Like, what would happen if that got overturned? I think, for the most part, that is something that has to start weighing on people's minds when they look at this shit and being like, what would that do to the stability of our country? I don't know.
I'm really, really, really concerned. I'm really concerned. I mean, we're looking at all this debt right now. I just got the freaking numbers, and I'm just, like, choking. Because we got to get out of it. Somebody's got to do something harsh to get us out of it.
Yeah. You know what's funny is I'm... Well, thank you, Heather. Yeah, I think you're right. Appreciate you for coming up. Thanks for coming in, and thanks for letting me clarify it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mr. Drunk, how are you tonight, sir?
I'm good, man. How are you? Thanks for bringing me up, buddy.
Yeah, doing well, man. Well, thank Brian over there. He's the one pulling folks in and kicking them out.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it, man. Hey, so just want to get your opinions. Do you think Trump's trying to really broker this just in his eyes as a deal as far as a ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine? Or do you think he's trying to not put too much positivity into, hey, we're supporting Ukraine, we're going to, you know, provide them with material, with, you know, financial things like that, because he was so critical of Biden? Do you think he's trying to keep his base satisfied with minimal to little effort as far as trying to support Ukraine versus, you know, just broker this deal? Or is he trying to get Putin to agree to a ceasefire so Putin will have his sanctions lifted, and then maybe Trump can get some kind of mineral deal out of Ukraine? Just want to see, you know, you're very informed on the topic, and just wanted to see what do you think kind of Trump's game plan, you know, is? Is it more for the masses, or is it more just in his space as far as, you know, trying to get a deal done?
Yeah. So looking at Trump, so I sat here for no BS about an hour, hour and a half before I came on talking to a psychologist about Trump, Putin, and Xi's personality and how they all align and what they're going to be doing. Like, it was really in-depth topic, right? Of everything that we were going over. And basically, behavioral analysis of who they are as people and what it is they're trying to accomplish and where it is that they're going to go. And I really wish I could get this person to go on the record. Extremely intelligent individual. Extremely intelligent, extremely intelligent, extremely intelligent. And one of the things that came out was kind of how Trump, how do I word this correct? I'm not them, so I don't want to put the wrong words out there. Basically, that Trump is thinking that he is doing the right thing, right? And he is using different data points like analytics and everything else and relying on other people to get shit done. And every time Putin throws something back in his face, essentially, it's kind of pissed him off a little bit. And this whole thing has the ability to kind of spiral out of control between Putin, Xi, and Trump. Because when it gets to a certain point, they're all just going to spiral. And so when it goes to getting something out of Ukraine, I think what you're really seeing is, I don't want to say like the same defiance out of Zelensky that you would out of Putin. But I think hearing a lot of the rhetoric and shit that comes out of Ukraine and just like some of the stuff that we see throughout the chat where he doesn't support and on and on and on. And Trump doesn't get to come out and just announce his war plans and how everything's going to change. Right. But when he goes out and he makes statements like he did earlier today and he's getting frustrated and he's getting annoyed at people that are still asking these questions, where he flat out blames Putin. And then also throw some onus on Biden and Zelensky. And people gotcha. Want to like freak out and lose it. So do I think he's trying to get something out? No. Do I think he believes what he said? When, yeah, if Biden wanted to, he could have probably prevented it. And if Zelensky wanted, he could have probably prevented it. The killing, the war aspect, whether or not he would have been giving up terrain in order to do so, I think that's valid. And I don't think that was justifiable in Zelensky's mind. I think that goes down to Trump not understanding a lot of things. Right?
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people in his first term were critical of him as far as not letting the generals lead. And, you know, I don't know how much of that's happening now at this point, if he's kind of just kind of taking the reins like normal and he's going to do his thing and be damned anybody else's opinion, but his is the ultimate say so. And as a commander in chief, it is, but you know, I would just hope that there's, you know, somebody behind his shoulder giving him some guidance, which, you know, I would imagine there is in some capacity. But I just, you know, I voted for him every time personally, and I think he's just trying to work it as a deal. I don't think he's emotionally involved or invested in it in any way. But he's, you know, that's why I asked, like, do you think he's trying to, you know, get Putin to agree to a ceasefire, lift the sanctions, and then potentially get something from Ukraine as far as monetary reimbursement, mineral rights, something? Because I mean, the guy's a deal maker. He's a businessman, and that's, in my opinion, is kind of his MO. And just wanted to see, you know, kind of your breakdown on that.
I think he's figured out at this point. Like it, originally in the beginning, yes. I think that's where he was going, trying to make like a win-win all the way across the board, right? And looking at the art of the deal, if you're going to lose, at least frame it in a way so you feel like you win, or it looks like it wins, right? Whatever the hell it was. So I think, yeah, he probably did. Probably what he thought. And I think what he's quickly learning now is that that's not the case. That he's not going to get that win-win scenario that he so desperately wants, right? That there's going to be a win-lose involved in there somewhere.
Gotcha.
So
well, cool. I appreciate the time, Matt. Thanks for having me on, man.
Yeah. He's about to eat it. He's about to eat his words.
Next couple weeks and months and see how it pans out.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, bud.
Of course. Ranked Scrub says you're praising Trump for taking the meekest stance. No, I'm not. I'm simply throwing common sense out there. Common sense. What's the weak stance? Is the weak stance sending over a couple freaking what? What do you want them to do? What do you think is better for Ukraine? Going after Russia supply, finance, network, everything else? Or do you think sending Ukraine a couple drones is going to get the job done? How about some tanks? A couple tanks are going to knock it out? How about we send them 30 Abrams tanks? You think that's going to change the battlefield? All gravy, what's up, baby?
Hey, man. Did I make it on?
Yeah, I believe you did. Yep. Oh, yeah, I think cool. You got right the on, last dude. Spot. Yep.
Right on. Well, pleasure to speak with you, man. So I had a couple of things real quick. So one, love the channel. Love what you do. I truly think it's awesome. And I love getting to learn so much from you. You have a lot more world experience than me. But... And this is going to be kind of controversial. Like, I know a lot of people are probably going to hate on me for this, but
yeah, I get it all the time.
Do you have a, what's that?
I said, I get it all the time. Get used to it.
Right on. One, it kind of goes in line with what you're saying, where like we can disagree on things, but still get along and still prosper and all that stuff. So like the channels speak the truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I think of truth, I think of facts. And when I think of facts, I think of objective facts, mm-hmm. in my opinion. Right? And I know you were a cop. I've been one for 12 years now here mm-hmm. in Texas. So when we look at religion, and this is where it gets controversial, right? I have yet to see any objective facts to it. To prove that it's true. And for me personally, I need objective facts to believe in it. How do you feel about that? And what are your thoughts on that?
Objective facts when it comes to religion?
Yeah.
One, there is a reason it's called faith, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Two, can you show me an objective fact that proves the Big Bang Theory?
No, I cannot.
So do you believe in the Big Bang Theory more than creation?
Not specifically. I believe in science more than I do creationism, though.
Okay, why?
Right. Because I believe that science loves to learn, and they will admit when they're wrong, and they... When they're wrong, they prove it through objective facts.
Do they?
They do their best to.
So would you call carbon dating science?
I don't. And here's the thing. Like, I don't have enough knowledge or experience in that. But I believe that it would be considered a science.
So... Carbon dating has been wrong so many times, and we've used it as a scientific fact and thrown it out there so many dang times, right? When it goes back to the Big Bang Theory and it goes down, you take everything and it all breaks down before the moment of singularity, right before like the Big Bang's supposed to go off, which is the most commonly accepted belief for how it goes. Even if you were to take evolution and take it over time, there is certain links that have been missing. Really long, really long period of time. You can take the scientific data that we have about different bodies and things like that are in the ground, right? That things that are actually in the ground, right? Like different types of freaking, like, you know, pre-humans that are all kind of over the place. It sparked, and now they're saying, okay, well, what we have today was the predominant one that ended up making it over time. But again, we're missing the links between all of that crap for the most part, right? And so you can also look at this and you could throw it philosophically, right? Because that's how we get the many worlds theory, or we get, like, if you really think about it, like, that's how we get, like, quantum theory and shit like that. Like, quantum entanglement. And you start thinking about, like, everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, you know, astrophysicists are out there. And astrophysicists can talk about all of this crap based off of, like, hypothetical. And they get one piece of data and they go, okay, this is it. This is where we have it. And so now mm-hmm. we're trying to hypothesize and work through math to prove X, Y, and Z. And they just can't do it. But they spend their entire career doing that crap. And so when I look at the universe, I go, okay, well, science 100% has not proven, you know, Big Bang. Hasn't. As a matter of fact, all the math breaks down right before they get to the moment of singularity. doesn't work.
Yeah, and you're 100% correct.
So when you look at that and you go, okay, well, I've also blown a lot of shit up. I can also take some empirical data and say the last time I lit off a block of C4, a rabbit didn't start jumping out the other end. As a matter of fact, all the empirical data that I have is explosions end up killing things. Destruction wipes everything out, right? Now, with that being said, right, if I was creating the universe, if I was out there and I was doing all of that and I created the universe, I obviously couldn't exist from within it. This computer that's sitting right here in front of me, right, that I have, I couldn't be within that computer in order to create it. I got to be outside of it. Same logic would be applied to the universe. And if I was going to do that, because time, our illusion of time, is something that is like created by man. Man invented time.
Sure.
We did.
Agree. Yeah.
Right? Einstein uses it to go over the space-time continuum and a couple other deals, right? In the warping of space-time and all that crap, right? So we look at that and we try to use that man-made thing in order to justify everything else to try to figure out the laws and the rules that are governing the universe.
Okay.
Right? However, if I was standing outside of it and I created it and I put the time into this computer, right? I didn't have to go back to the day it was created, or it didn't start the day it was created. I could program the sucker to say and read whatever the hell it wants to be in order to do it. So the same way that we're perceiving time and everything else and the waste and all of that that ended up coming off this computer, all of those signs are not necessarily going to exist right here inside of it. So that's how I look at it and that's how I think about it. Not to mention the absolute massive, if you never looked it up, if you ever looked up the actual size of the universe, not the observable universe, but the known universe.
Yes. Yeah.
It's massive.
It is absurdly insane. Yeah.
Beyond comprehension insane.
Exactly. Yeah.
Beyond comprehension insane. Yeah. Like, we are nothing other than a tiny little speck.
Yeah. And so do you ever think religion and science could ever be kind of the same, as in the basis of it is we're just trying to understand?
How do they not back each other up? I mean, you have to have faith to believe that the Big Bang theory is real, right?
Well, I can't say that I believe, right? Because I don't, like, for me, faith is believing in something without knowledge, right? And so I don't believe in the Bang theory. I think it's the most probable reason that we have that created the universe.
I mean,
that humanity has began to understand, right? Like the beginning of understanding. And we could be totally wrong, right? Like, that's
so
theories and hypothesis.
Who's to say that God didn't set off the Big Bang in order to create the universe? Because the Big Bang theory also doesn't answer the question of where did that come from?
Yeah,
how did that start?
You're absolutely right. And like, it,
you know what does answer that question?
Intriguing.
You know what does answer that question?
What?
Long before the comprehension of all of this, Genesis. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Time, space, matter. Answers all of them in the opening statements, long before the concept of all of that was ever discovered by modern day science.
So,
a fun little fact on that to back.
Where does the knowledge of Genesis come from, though? Here's the deal, Matt. Like, dude, I totally love you and respect you, and I love, like, this channel and the people and the supporters and everything. And, like, I don't want this to turn into, like, a religion thing.
No.
Like, at all, because I know it's going to spoil everyone's mood for the night. But, like, I think at the end of the day, we can both agree that we don't have objective, actual facts to our beliefs, right? And maybe science is having a little bit of faith.
What would you call a fact?
Objective, like something that
If multiple people observed something and saw it actually take place, would you call that an objective fact?
If multiple people, I would say if pretty much everyone were able to look at something like 2 + 2 = 4, right?
So
we can call that in the
2 + 2 doesn't always equal 4. That's the whole theory of relativity. In different in high pressure gravity, 2 + 2 does not equal 4, and extreme vacuums of space and super cold, 2 + 2 = 0, because nothing, no, not even atoms move. So every basis of science, the farther you dig into science, disproves the fundamentals that you learn at a level subservient to it.
Okay. So what are some resources that I can look into to learn more about that?
Non-Newtonian math.
It's non-Newtonian
concept in college algebra.
Okay. Hey, fair, man. And like, that's the thing. I love learning. I love understanding. And that's why I ask questions and I bring things up, right? Like, it's never to be mean. It's not to bring anyone down. It's just like, I don't know.
I think 100% that you can have, and I appreciate it for coming up. I think 100% they both end up backing each other up. I really do.
Okay.
I personally I think they both back each other up, because no matter how advanced our science and everything else gets, it still doesn't come down to answering and solving those basic, simple questions.
Yeah. And that's
the argument against
totally
physicists. People like to try to say is the whole, how was it created in 7 days if everything formed over millennia, according to how we can analyze it? Okay. Well, it was written by Moses.
Mm-hmm.
He was shown it in 7 days. The 7 days are as it is written. Time does not exist to God in the same way it would exist to us. In any application, that time even is a constant that can be measured in any consistency, because of the earth is slowing, and years, days, all that does change over time, speeds up, slows
down. Yeah. Right on. And
so cool. There's a lot more potential for it being fact and validated over thousands of years as there is for Newton's theory of gravity.
Even when parts of the Bible has been translated through dead languages.
I mean, are we going to talk about
mathematics through language?
Latin and mathematics. Mathematics through Latin still uses Arabic numerals that were a dead language to them at the time.
Okay.
So, all right. I mean, that's basic mathematics does the same thing. And we trust 2 + 2.
Okay. That's, I mean, those are all valid points. Those are things I'll have to do more research on, apparently.
Give Genesis a good read. Even from an outside perspective, it's got a lot of learning in it.
Yeah. Right on. I dig it. Well, cool, man. Well, I don't want to leave anything on like a weird note with like the crowd or anything like that or anything, man. But real quick, Rob, is he self-sponsoring? Is he going to a bigger agency?
I feel like he got hired on an agency last I heard.
Don't say the agency's name.
I obviously am not going to say the agency's name, but yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Should be good to hook.
Cool. Right on, man.
So I'm going to go probably not punch him in the chest here in a couple of weeks, but you know, either way, it's going to feel good.
Yeah. Right on. Well, yeah. Cool, man. Well, thank y'all for taking my call and hearing me out and giving me some information to look into. I appreciate y'all.
Always fun. And then right. Take care, brother.
Later, man.
Later. All right. I am exhausted. It is 10:30 at night over here. I'm going to go ahead and jump off. Before I go, Brian, Matt Army, man, you've just been over here like moderating this whole thing, man. Do you have anything to go? What you got?
Yeah. I threw something up on your ex today about the how do I say this without causing controversy? The man that's pregnant, if you can find it on your X and play it for everyone, I think everyone would get a really good laugh out of it tonight.
Did you tag me in it?
Yes.
Oh, shit. That might be really hard. How long ago?
Oh, this would have been probably about 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
You're probably like hundreds of tags back. Do you remember the name of it?
Let me look it up real quick.
I'm looking. Or if you do it again real quick.
Yeah, let me open up my X account.
Well, I'll tell you what, while you're doing that, this information just came out that I'm going to play for everybody.
It's message.
And because what the post is, OSINT Defender ended up putting it out. It says, the White House Special Envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, appears to confirm tonight on Fox News that the Trump admin is no longer pushing for the total denuclearization of Iran or the destruction of its nuclear program. That would be very interesting. Instead, wishing to impose limits on Iran's enrichment of uranium and the weaponization of its nuclear program, very similar to the 2015 nuke deal.
This message of peace through strength, it resonates throughout the world. This is not a threat on my part now. It is just a simple fact. The president means what he says, which is they cannot have a bomb. The conversation with the Iranians will be much about two critical points. One, enrichment. As you mentioned, they do not need to enrich past 3.67%.
I am having a heck
in
of
some
a time
circumstances,
trying to
say they're at 60%. In other circumstances, 20%. That cannot be. And you do not need to run, as they claim, a civil nuclear program where you're enriching past 3.67%. So this is going to be much about verification on the enrichment program and then ultimately verification on weaponization. That includes missiles, the type of missiles that they have stockpiled there, and it includes the trigger for a bomb.
Oh, there you go. There you go. That's the latest from Mole Steve Witkoff. What'd you have?
Right, I just reposted it to you.
Okay, perfect. All right, let me grab that, throw that up. Perfect. Oh, it's going to make me refresh. Bastard. Where'd you post it? Did you DM me?
No, I just reposted it on your actual page with a tag.
Should get a notification on it.
Let me...
What did you put it under?
I don't remember.
Did you do it as a comment?
Yeah, I think so.
I get
or
yeah.
No, not a comment. Here, let me see if I can copy link. Let me just DM it to you.
That'll work.
There, I just direct messaged it to you. It's sending right now. Ugh, now it said it's not sent. Come on.
Yeah, it's really weird because I wasn't seeing it anywhere either. And I get them all the time. So it's kind of frustrating that that's not popping up right away.
Here,
so I was like, are you sure you did? Have you? I don't know.
Let me go to your page. What I'll do is I'll send it as a comment on your pinned.
Yeah, just drop down at the bottom of the first of whatever's pinned.
Yeah.
There's only 4 comments in there, so that one will go good.
Post.
There it is. Go. Got it. That worked. Oh, it's a Facebook link.
Yeah. I found it on Facebook. It's hilarious.
It may or may not open. There we go. Where's the volume? It doesn't want to play volume.
Oh, no. It
doesn't make
That's
any sense
because
I'm obviously a guy. So I'm going to a second doctor now to get a second opinion, and I'll keep you guys updated.
You are 6 weeks pregnant. That's not possible. I'm a man.
This has got closed captioning.
Uh-huh. You must have been Tasha. And Tasha must have been having relations in order to become pregnant.
She did. And
and then I became a man.
Well, now that you are a man, you're going to have to jump back in a position as a woman and become a mother.
Nope. I'm not going to be a mother, and oh, I'm God. Not pregnant. That doesn't make any sense. How can a man be pregnant?
Well, before your transition, things like that just don't go away. Like I said, when you transition, that doesn't just go away.
I love these two ladies trying pregnant? To explain it to her. It's hilarious.
Well, technically, you're not a man.
I am a man.
I'm sorry to inform you. You have woman body parts.
Anatomy-wise, yes.
And you can give birth, and you can...
How dare you? Where is your bedside manner?
I tried to have bedside manners, and I tried to tell you, as a doctor, that we had been going over the charts, and the charts states that you are 6 weeks pregnant.
How would I look walking around as a pregnant man? Do you know the ridicule?
I feel like this is like a troll video or something. You know what I mean? Because the person originally that's on there that says they're very clearly a man doesn't look like somebody that's transitioned. Like, she's got eyeliner and all that other crap on, kind of hot, and then just has a hat flipped around backwards. I feel like this is a troll video. That's what I feel.
Either way, it's hilarious.
It is hilarious. It absolutely is hilarious. I feel you on that one. But yeah, the two ladies trying to get out there, like, nah, you're a man. But that's what everybody is like saying, like, when you look at this, like, look, like, even if you're like, I forget who it was. I think it was like Charlie Kirk that was having a debate one day with one of these like folks. And they're like, okay, so you're a paramedic. Great. You're in the back of an ambulance. Great. Let's say you have a transgender, you know, female. That's there, that's complaining about having issues and complications from being pregnant. They tell you they had a miscarriage.
Mm-hmm.
Would you give that person a ride to the hospital or compliment or like for complaints of pregnancy, for example? And the answer is like, well, no. It's like your lunacy is showing through.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's, yep. It just drives me nuts. Well, thank you for digging that out, though. That's a good one. I think I'm just too tired to be able to laugh at transgender people right now.
I'll watch it again in the morning. You'll get a laugh out of it.
I think I'll do that one. Thanks, brother. Appreciate you. Appreciate you guys. Banshee, always a pleasure. Thank you for jumping in. Seems like you were very schooled up on those things. And glad your microphone sounds 10 times better. So, all right, guys. I'll see you guys first thing bright and early tomorrow morning. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a day. Tax day tomorrow. Tax day, everybody. Don't forget.
Ugh.
Yep. All right, ladies and gentlemen, until next time, does Trump hate Ukraine? Does he blame the war on Ukraine? No, he actually says it's Putin's fault. But he also says Biden owns a part of it, and so does Zelensky, which I think is true, and I don't think that necessarily is a bad thing either. Either way,